Last week, Walker Stainless Equipment in New Lisbon announced a partnership with KT Engineering of Alabama to help build new fuel tanks for the space shuttle program. It could lead to another 150 jobs in Juneau County within a few years. But just as important, or maybe more important, it could help convince some high school students to consider manufacturing as a career. Terry Whipple with the county's Economic Development Corporation says that's because his group will work with Walker Stainless to find ways to get kids inside the plant, either through mentorships, internships, or some other way. The idea, he says, is to dispel misconceptions that many people have about manufacturing.
A lot of them probably have remember their parents working in a factory that was mundane or dirty. That's not the case anymore. Manufacturing is quite intriguing, and it requires people trained in math and science and computer knowledge, and this is what they're going to see there.
Wisconsin has about 500,000 people working in manufacturing, but a lot of those workers are getting up there in years. Whipple says in many cases, the workers who replace them or fill the newly created manufacturing jobs will probably need more education and a higher level of skills. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.